Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna love, wanna have, wanna hold you, girl.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm glad to be at work. I'm glad to be at home. And I'm glad to be among family. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Glad to be here. I know you glad. You guys probably feel the same way. We're going to have an open forum today. Anything anybody want to talk about, we can talk about it if you feel free. I don't have anything in particular to talk about. You know, I can always talk. So I'm trying not to give everybody else an opportunity. I had a lady call me last night, out of the blue, very encouraging, very encouraging. And I don't think she's on here, but if you are, thank you so much for those words of encouragement. I needed that. You know, it's one of the times when, you know, you spoke life, and I thank you for that. I thank you for your prayers and all of the things that you are doing and that you're holding me up in prayer and everything that we're doing. You know, it's good to be consistent, you know, and that's what she said last night. She said, you know, you've always been there. You haven't changed. I've been listening to you down through the years, and you've been consistent, you know, and just hold on. And, you know, it just was something I needed to hear, you know, and I thank you for that last night. That was truly a blessing. I didn't need to know her name. I didn't have to know who she was. She just told me how she felt. And, you know, those are the things that are very important to us as we on this struggle, you know, because everybody is struggling, young and old. Everybody's trying to make some sense out of this, young and old, you know, and we just have to keep doing what it is that we're doing and trust Yah, you know, because the times are going to get intense, you know, and it's already tensed up now, but it's going to get intense in a minute. You know, we have to stay faithful no matter what and know that he's already worked it out. You don't have to, he ain't working it out. It's already worked out. You know, you don't have to fix it. It's already fixed. You don't have to plan nothing. It's already planned. The players move into position as the scene comes up for that particular moment. So whatever the outcome is going to be and the exit strategy, the people have already been chosen. The cast has already been chosen. They didn't even have to audition. You picked them for it. The curtain is about to go up when that time comes, and we'll be on our way out of here. You know, so we have to remind ourselves of that no matter what we go through, you know, that we have an exit strategy. And that's a blessing. A whole lot of nations can't say that. You know, they can't say that they have an exit strategy with the Most High. I know a lot of people have bought underground bunkers and all kinds of stuff, and for the rich that can afford to do that, that's wonderful. One thing she did ask me to do that I'm going to do, if you guys would like to gift us something, we don't really ask for money, you know, and I there's something that I don't do because I was in the church and I was a victim of that, you know, but if you would like to gift us something, we can't say donations because we're not a 501c3. We don't believe in none of that. If you want to send something to our post office box is P.O. Box 40209. It's P.O. Box 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio 45240. Cincinnati, Ohio 45240. And Cincinnati spelled C-I-N-N-A-T-I. And Ohio is O-H-I-O. So it's P.O. Box 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. That's something that she asked me to do because I don't usually ask for money. That's something I don't. You know, people, the Most High put it on your heart to do it, you do what he tells you to do. And, you know, that's all we can say at that point. But we have a lot of things that are going on that we're going to be there for each other. We're going to make sure that we make it through this journey. It gets tight, it gets tough, but we're going to survive because we're his people and we are the lot of his inheritance. You know, I didn't realize how many YouTube clips we had put out there and how many is out there and all the things that we have been doing, you know, to give people hope, you know, give them some lessons and some understanding, you know, and it's something that takes commitment. It takes consideration. It takes, you know, it takes sacrifice. But it's all in the working of the Most High's will and the building up of the kingdom of his nation. That's what it's all for. You know, we don't consider ourselves to be preachers or none of that. We're just doing what the Most High has called us to do. And that way we know that we're on the right track. You know, I would love to see my whole family make it through this. My prayer is that they make it through. You know, but in the meantime and in between time, I still got to do what I was called to do, because this thing and this particular part is my part that I have to play. So I got to make sure I do the script according to the way he says it. I have to make sure that I say and do the things that he tells me to do until this thing is over, and that's when it's over for me. So far, I ain't heard that yet. But I'm trying to be obedient in love. I don't have any hatred in my heart for anybody, white, black, green, blue. I don't hate anybody. I have the love of God in my heart for all, everybody. That doesn't change the outcome of what he said is going to happen to whomever. It's going to still, the way I feel and what he said is two totally different things. But, I don't hate anybody. I have a love in my heart for mankind. I mean, for humans, I do. I'm human too. You know, we gotta stay close to one another, help us get through this. So I wanted to take the time to say that, you know, so we could kind of break the ice and everybody can feel comfortable, you know, talking, because that's what this is about. It gives us an opportunity to talk and to say some of the things that we wouldn't normally say Thursday night or Saturday night. You know, this is a weekly Blog Talk Show. And the only reason why we have this going on is because we started this particular night for another brother to host. And he, you know, got into some situations and he wasn't able to do it. So we didn't want to end it because people had been calling on Tuesdays. So we just decided to keep it. We can have a show every night of the week. You know, but we have to get, you know, the harvest is plentiful. You know, but the laborers is few. It's a few folks holding this thing together. All right, so I have talked and talked, so it's your turn now. Anybody have anything you want to talk about? I know y'all get tired of me talking. All right, here we go. I got somebody that's going to push one. Hold on, let me get you on here. Shalom, shalom. Who am I speaking to? Erico 214, your mic is open. What would you like to say?
Hi, my name is Alaysia. Shalom, shalom. I'm Sister Lavia's daughter. I'm 22 years old, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. Hi. this is kind of the most scariest thing that I've ever done, like right now, just because I've never really addressed these issues among people. I've just always kept everything kind of inside, but my mother has been a driving force in my life and been a lot of strength for me in hard times. And so I don't know what I'm going to exactly say. I just know that I just need to say something. And
okay.
I will say that, you know, growing up, my mom was always very, very strong in her faith. And it kind of made me run away for so long. I didn't want to address problems that I had. I wouldn't address, like, anything that was relevant in my life pertaining to God and the church and stuff, just because I knew that I wasn't her. And I knew that, like, I wouldn't be able to see things the way that she saw things. Like, it was hard for me to see it that way and be consistent in that faith. Like, I've always looked up to my mother, but it was like, you know, growing up, it was really hard to, like, think that I would ever amount to that. And it took a lot of lessons. It took a lot of falling down, and it took so much, like, of myself and losing myself to realize that God has been behind me this entire time. Like, I can't say anything, but I'm so blessed that we do live in a time such as this to where we're able to communicate how we feel and, like, express our love for one another. And, you know, just to keep going even when things get hard. You know, I'm 22 years old, and I I really do not ever want to be on God's bad side ever again. Like, I'm just tired. I am tired. And it sucks because I'm also angry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm angry because it's like, we don't have to live like this. It sucks that we live in a place like this. I mean, I'm having to figure out the balance of being who I am behind closed doors and then having to go out there and perform in front of everybody else. And that's what they look at you as, in a way. You know, they want you to mess up in one way. In another way, they want everything from you. And it's just, the whole system is, like, so corrupted. It is so ridiculous to me that we live in a place like this, a world like this. It sucks, you know? But, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, please. Just get it out. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is a place where we don't see you, you don't see us, and you can just get it out. I know how you feel. We all feel like we feel. All of us do.
I just wish that.
You know?
Yeah. I wish that, you know, more people would come and talk about these things because it's only a few of us, like you said. It's only like a few of us that get what we're saying, and it's only a few of us that allow ourselves to feel how we feel about this, you know? Like, I didn't want to see it, but as far as it never being there, it was always there. I just didn't want to see it. I didn't want to look at myself in the mirror. I didn't want to, like, understand that maybe it was my choices that made these things happen, and maybe God's just been there the entire time, you know? It took everything for me to just, like, look in the mirror and acknowledge that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He is everything. He is everything, and he showed that in these few instances that I've had in the past few months. Like, he's been just, you know, he's just telling me that he's always there. Like, you're going to keep going around that track, and you're going to keep, like, just failing if you don't reach up and grab my hand. Just, like, be there with me. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. They are not, but I'm with you, you know? Nothing else matters besides what you and I have. And everything that, when you choose God, it's like all of the things that you've ever wanted or things that you speak into existence, things that he is only able to give to you. It's like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, I can't even express how that feeling feels. But all of a sudden, Sister Alina, it's like other people want what you have. And so, you know, you get a few days when you're at home alone and you're home for 2 days and you're able to do that meditation. You're able to get into your head and just, like, understand what God is trying to tell you and just, like, really understand where you need to go from here on out. But when you have to go back into the same cycle of this world, it gets hard. And I know that we're coming to an end of it, but it's just definitely difficult trying to find a balance in between that. And that's what I'm working with, you know, at 22 years old right now. It's definitely hard. And I know that there's other people going through this. And I just want to tell y'all that y'all are, like, not alone at all in this, young and old. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, to be 22 years old and to know who you are, I see your area code 919, to know who you are and to be consciously aware of who you are and whose you are in this time, in this day and time, it's rough. To be 57
so
years
rough.
Old and know who you are, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that gets me through is that I know I'm royalty.
Right.
You know, I know that I'm royalty, and I know that the Most High loves me.
Right.
And no matter what, he has an expected end for us, that this is not going to last always. But I do believe that for the young people, because there's a young lady who's been emailing me as well, for you young people, you guys need to create a support group.
Right.
Because all of us on this line have children. you know, and mm-hmm. they're in their 20s and 30s, and, you know, all of us need to, you all need to come together so that you'll have your voice.
Yes.
And you
and
can
I'll tell
talk
you
to yourself
that,
through that.
I'll
Go
tell
ahead.
You that, like, I feel like, you know, we're millennials, and so a lot of us have so much fear and so much anxiety. Like, we would never want to just, like, come together and become a group and rely on each other and depend on one another. A lot of, you know, we all have, like, trust issues. There's a lot of things as far as the perspective on that ground where
mm-hmm.
we just feel like we are so afraid to do things like that. I mean, I was afraid, you know. I am, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was afraid. But we just got to come together. Definitely support youth group. That would be
yeah.
ideal.
That's perfect. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And it's virtual. It's a number
mm-hmm.
you can call in. You guys can be there for each other to talk about things and talk about the scriptures and talk about your issues and all of that, you know, because everybody needs support. Everybody.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You know, we do. Everybody
yes.
everybody on this line. You don't know how many people call me on this line and say, man, I thought I was by myself. I
mm-hmm.
feel like I'm by my time. And you're just not. You're not by yourself. Let me open up this mic to this young lady. I think this is who I think it is. Shalom, area code 919.
Okay.
Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Shalom? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
yeah. I'm feeling her, and I understand where she's coming from. And the upside is the fact that she knows who she is, okay? That's a good thing, because there are so many young people her age and older that don't have a clue. You know, you try to tell them, but yet they don't know, you know. And but they experience the racism, discrimination, and, you know, it's kind of like it hit them in the face because they didn't, like, I'll give you an example. Like in Alaska, they did a test with a guy. He was speaking about racism, and he was speaking, like, to our young folks in the school. And the survey came back that they didn't experience racism. They didn't, you know, they didn't have, like, that blatant experience. But by now, because this is about 10 years ago, by now they have had it, and that includes mine. Because one of mine answered, you know, no, she didn't, you know, because of the environment there, you know, you come up with different cultures of people, and it's like you interact all the same. But then when they get a little older, you know, you get a little older, I'm talking about our folks get a little older, then they begin to recognize. But it was like
mm-hmm.
a melting pot for even the Asians recognized and the Samoans recognized and the Hawaiians recognized, hey, look, there's something afoot here. You know, it's not what it should be. Okay, but again, at least she's well aware. And, like, my heart goes out to those that get hit, you know, like it gets slapped in the face with it, just blatantly slapped in the face with it to where they can't, you know, it's like something brand new happened. But, you know, then as they live on, they see, hey, this is an everyday thing. But they have to get
mm-hmm.
slapped in the face with it, for them to finally wake up and, hey, this is what's up. And it's only happening because of the color of their skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like I cry out, you know, and I'll be honest with you. Remember we were talking, well, I spoke about how I found out that China is all up in the mix now and how they're doing their people over in the motherland and taking over and being predatory lenders to the different nations over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that prayer is answered. Most High going to clean that up. It's in the Word. I read it. I think it was in Baruch or Sirach. Sirach, whatever, however you pronounce it. I read about that. He, you know, when he talk about him real bad, okay, and he's going to dust they clock, okay? And then, you know, how other things have happened, and like the stuff that our ancestors did. So now I'm seeking to find out, because the word also say that she's going to let you know exactly what your ancestors did to get us in the shape that we're in today, okay? So I'm seeking that. But I was already seeking that before I even found out we're supposed to ask, you know, that it's going to be revealed to us, you know. And then now that what she, you know, the fact that she's woke, but yet she's aware, you know, that negative things are, you know, happening to her people, you know, that gives me something else to pray for so that she can be strengthened and proceed, you understand, knowing full well what the real deal is, and, you know, ask for the Most High to gird her, you know, and strengthen her so that she can be everything that he designed her to be, okay, and do what he would have her to do for herself and her people. So, you know, we're on it, and, you know, like Sister Yaina is saying, you know, she's going to have prayer, or she's having, you know, the 2019 conference or meeting, and it's going to, I think it's going to be a blessing for each and every one of us in various ways, numerous ways. It's going to be, you know, I think profound myself. I do. I think it's going to be a profound event for us and our people. And I pray that the Most High bless her the more to do even more. And let that just be the beginning of good things to come, so says the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
and you know what?
Hallelujah.
And to say, something to, you know, the young lady, you can love and not understand people at the same time? Or do you understand them? The more information that you get, and the more knowledgeable you come in the Word and in the Scriptures, like I said, I don't hate anybody. I work primarily with the people of the other nations, and that's what we call them. We, you know, we have some Hebrew Israelite groups to say white people this, and white is not just them. We call the other people, the people that are not Israel, are the people of the other nations, and I work with them every day, every day, and I am the same way I am on this radio show every day. I am very polite. Mm-hmm. I enjoy their company, but I go to work to do a job. You know, when I'm at work, we talk about work things. Sometimes they want to come and share things with me. You'd be surprised how many of those young people that I work with that share things with me of all colors. They at my desk whispering, "I got something to tell you." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, here we go." You know, and I'm attentive. I'm the same way I am on this radio show, because I understand people and I like people. I don't have an issue with people, you know. But when that ugly face of racism pops its head up, and it does in life, no matter where you are, no matter, because a lot of times we have sheltered our children from it. Every place that they've been has been predominantly our people. They went to school with predominantly our children. You know, and then when you have to go out into the world and you have to live in the world, you have to live with the people of the other nation. And you have to learn how to fit and how to go in and do what you need to do without getting personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, so that's where we are, you know, when you get that and you can say, okay, I'm going to work. I'm gonna be polite. I'm gonna be pleasant. I'm gonna do my job, and I'm gonna go home, you know. And that's when you have to learn how to separate, you know,
right,
your work relationship from your personal relationships, you know. And then when you do that, life gets a whole lot better when you can separate, you know what I'm saying. And then because you know, even though we're here in this captivity, it doesn't mean that it's humdrum. And it doesn't mean that you can't have fun. And it doesn't mean that you can't have friends. And it doesn't mean that you can't do the things that people at your age do. You know what I mean? But you have to be able to separate your personal life from your work life. That has to be separated. And a lot of I watch a lot of the kids on my job, and they you know, they tell some of them tell their business, and I'm like, and I don't say nothing. I just watch. I don't say a word. I just watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but knowing that you're Israel, and knowing that you're Yah's chosen, you know what I'm saying? That's something special. And that's my little something that I tuck away in my heart when I
mm-hmm.
get up and I move every day. I know I'm His. I know I'm royalty. I know I'm special, you know. And I use that. That's my trigger for my self-esteem. You know, whenever I'm feeling low, I just tell myself, you know, you royalty. He loves us. Even though He put us in this position, it was love
mm-hmm.
that put us here.
Absolutely.
You know?
And Sister Yah, you know, I just, you know, me being who God has designed me to be, I mean, I'm doing everything I can to tap into that power. I mean, I know I have a lot to learn, but I am comfortable now in who I am. But I do feel like there's so many people around me that hate me in a way. And I don't even want to say dislike me. I want to say that they do not like something about me, and they do not like that they can't help but like me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
can't help but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
for us to know that we are royalty
mm-hmm.
and we are ourselves every single day, consistent and honest with ourselves. And I mean, they're coming after me like wolves. I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, they
what?
Are relentless.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot wait for this to be over. I promise. Like, I can't wait. I'm going to keep going because that's the only choice I have. That's what, you know.
Guess what? Everybody on this line feels the same way.
mm-hmm.
Everybody. Say, I can't wait till we leave here. I can't wait till this is over. But unfortunately, we have to be here for a little while. We're going to have to see
mm-hmm.
a lot of things for a minute. That's why I say you got to find that place within yourself.
Right.
That when it gets to that point, and, you know, whether it's your job, whether it's the people in your neighborhood, whoever it is, when it gets to that place, you have to find that place within yourself where you can steal away and say, no, I'm Yah's royalty, you know, and that's what I do, you know, because they're not going to stop. And the more that this comes out that we are His people, that we are the children of Israel, that we are in captivity, the more they're going to get jealous. I mean, you would too, wouldn't you, if you found out after all this time when you thought it was going to be one way, and then you find out it ain't going to be that way, it's going to be another way?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be mad.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They are going to, I mean, honestly, eat all of their words. I mean, it's just, I mean,
yeah.
I do genuinely. You know, I don't have
mm-hmm.
any hate in my heart for anybody either, but, I mean, I really don't understand why things had to be this way. I mean, it was no compassion and the decisions that they've made in this life, like
mm-hmm.
for us. You know what I mean? I feel like they're in charge,
mm-hmm.
so it's just, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean,
but the
I genuinely feel like
in charge. He got them in charge. He's the one put them in charge. He put them
mm-hmm.
over us because we were disobedient. And our ancestors were disobedient, and He put them over us. And that's what you have to settle yourself with. I mean, I remember when I was your age, a little older, maybe about 25 or 26, I had so much ambition. I wanted to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
My goal was to go to school and be a pediatrician. I wanted to go to medical school. I was like, I'm going to medical school. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, and now that I look back on it, in hindsight, there's nothing wrong with being a doctor. It's nothing wrong with pursuing a career. It's nothing wrong with going to college, because as long as we're here to live in this society, we have to make life better for us as easy as we possibly can. But looking back on it now, when I look back on it, those things that I was striving for, that kept me going and motivated, I understand that this is a system that's already set up. You know, this system is already set.
Mm.
You know, and now that I look back on it, I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't able to go to be a doctor, but I like who I am today, and it's okay to be whoever you are. So whatever you choose to do, whatever career decision you choose to make, you still got to pull that trigger out and say, I'm Yah's beloved. I'm a princess. I'm royalty. We may not be in the position that we need to be in right now, but one day he has a place that we're going to go, and I'm royalty. And you're the next generation.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe it for all of us. Mhm. Mhm.
So
I can feel it. Like, can't y'all feel it? It's like,
oh yeah,
it's about to happen.
Yes,
oh,
it is. It is. We're royalty. You know, we're in captivity because we came here slaves, but we're royalty,
mm-hmm.
and we have to continue to tell ourselves that. You know, when I see Queen Elizabeth and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and all them folks, be us.
Mm.
That was supposed to be us. But our ancestors blew it. We were supposed to live in castles, and that was supposed to be us.
That is the most. I mean, what has been going on? You know, like, I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
What has been going on?
But guess what? It's not over because he made a way of escape for us, and we have another chance at this thing. And that's what we want everybody to have, is their best chance.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we encourage. That's why it's important for us to get a group together for you guys, however you want to do it, whether you want to do a radio show, whether you want to do. I mean, you guys can do so many different things just to get you engaged. Because I have a granddaughter that's 22, granddaughters that's 22.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I got grandsons in their teens. And you know what I'm saying? We all have children, and they need an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to be able to say, hey, what time is the show tonight? We calling in. You know, and you can do so many different things. I don't want you to commit to it, but I want you to think about it. You know, and I will connect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll connect you up with those two ladies that I have on my end, and I'm sure some people on this line have children that are grandkids that's your age on their end, and we'll put together a call or whatever so we can bring all our children together, because we have to start reaching out to you all. We have to.
We have to start from somewhere. We do. We have to start.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to start, and
mm-hmm.
that's the hardest thing. It's just getting started, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I believe that this will be profound as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to
mm-hmm.
get it started, and things are going to just happen. And synchronicity,
mm-hmm.
things are just going to happen, like just
mm-hmm.
happen. You know what I mean?
Yes,
we can't be afraid anymore.
No.
You know, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about y'all's generation, because I feel like I don't know what I would do without y'all. You know what I mean? If this
mm-hmm.
would not have ever, I mean, if I could have had anybody lesser as a mother, or anybody that didn't think the way that y'all have thought, to be able to speak into my heart, you know, because before I was even really investing and reading in the Bible, my mom would tell me all the time. So it became like very embedded in my spirit and in my mind that this is the way that my life is going to work, because that's the only
mm-hmm.
way that it's ever worked. If I ever disobeyed my mother, if I ever disobeyed God, if I had done any sin, I understood that the reason why that happened was because I didn't follow what I knew was set in stone in my soul. I went completely away from that. I mean, and I can't do that anymore. I really can't. can't do it to myself anymore. I mean, we can't do it to each other anymore. I mean, we just gotta start somewhere, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And the
somewhere.
Best way to start is to start talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem like a perfect leader to me. I'm serious. I think you're a perfect leader.
No.
You really do. You do. You sound like it. You do. You know? And you know what I'm saying? And just to be able to say just what you just said. You know, we've got to start talking to each other. We have to start somewhere, you know, how we feel, you know, as millennials. You know, how do we feel about this world and where we're in and whether or not how do we feel about being Israel and we're royalty and we're poor? How do we feel about the fact that we're not in our own land, that we're living in another land? How do we feel about the bosses on our job and the people that we work with every day? You know, because the way you all feel, you can relate to each other better.
And imagine how much stronger we're going to be together, all of us.
Exactly.
How much stronger.
Exactly. Yeah. And go away from the call with some strength to be able to go through the next day. You know, some prayer.
I feel stronger already. This is life. This is needed. God is right here with us right now.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful time to be Israel. It's a beautiful time to know that He's our God. It's a beautiful time, you know, to just know that we're His chosen people. And it doesn't matter because there's other people in the land professing to be us, because everybody has a part. And He's allowing all of this to be the way that it is. And it doesn't mean that we hate anybody. It doesn't mean that we're mean to anybody, because everybody has a part they have to play. And He sanctions it all, everything. He sanctioned it. He allowed
it. Yes, He did.
He did. But it was to teach us a lesson. You know how some of them hard lessons you got to learn. You know?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? I've learned
hard lessons,
you know. Hard lesson.
The people are not awake. Everybody's living in this fantasy world. Like, it is everybody is in this fantasy world. It is the saddest thing, being so, feeling so alone. And I'm telling you, for years I ran from this truth. So feeling so alone, I mean, things that I set off in my mind. You know, I took psychology courses, anything that I could do to figure out how I could fit in better with these people. What was it about them, or what was it about me that they didn't like about me? I tried so hard to understand insanity, and it was insane. It beat me so bad, I will never, ever, like, you know, it's a choice. It's a choice that you have to make, and you have to make that choice every single day. Every day.
That's me.
The God
because
is there.
No matter what
the
you
Most
do,
High
you're
is
not
there.
Them. And you're not them. You're separate from them. You can never be. You know, I was in the grocery store today, real quick. I was running through the grocery store because I had to take care of something when I got off work. And this little Chinese man, this little Asian man was standing at his little kiosk where, you know how they make up food and, you know, they ask you if you want to try it. And he said, come here. And I went over. I said, what's wrong? He said, would you like to try this? And it looked real good. I looked down and I said, oh, that looks good. I said, what's in it? Now, most people wouldn't ask that question. But because we're different, I saw shrimp and lobster meat. I said, oh, no, I can't eat that. He said, oh, I did. And I walked away and I'm like, we're different people from them. We can't even engage in the things that they're doing, because those are the people of the other nations. God gave us a dietary law that if we're not careful trying to fit in and be like everybody else, we're breaking the law. I'm like, I can't eat that.
Right.
And we're different. And you'll never fit in, no matter what you... No matter, you know what, whether it's Christianity or whatever it is, you'll never fit in because we are different people, we have been set apart, and he wants us to live a different kind of life. And
that
then we still got to go to work and be around them every day.
Yes.
And we got to be around them every day, and we got to figure out how to do that and still be nice and still be polite and still be professional, but still, you know what I'm saying, and learn how to fit in and be a different people.
I know it's not the easiest thing, but it is the most simple.
It is. And
just
I saw
do
crab meat and lobster meat. I said, oh, I can't eat that. Not even sampling it, I can't take a peek. So everything we do, and especially when it pertains to them and the other nation, the things that is commonplace for them and the things that are normal for them, you always have to stop and ask questions. Okay, what's that? What are you guys going to be doing? What are you eating? Where are we going to be at? What time? Is it on the Sabbath? You know, there always has to be questions asked because we are a set apart people and we have to obey him. And that's what.
We are the chosen people. I know that just like my mother and just like you, Sister Lizzie, and every, you know, guardian on this phone, it's just, y'all, I know that y'all have encountered, you know, people that are just so drawn to you and drawn to your energy and people that genuinely, they just want to, like, learn from you, or they can't not talk to you, they can't not want to touch you, or they want to be where you are. They want to be where you are. And I mean, it's very difficult, I will say. It is difficult, but I do understand that we do, as the chosen people, we have to be that and more. We can't allow them to see us. I don't know how to explain it. We can't allow them to see us falter. You know what I mean? They can't break us.
Yeah. And sometimes you're going to want to come home and cry. And sometimes you're going to come home and not want to be. Sometimes you're not going to want to go, period. But we got to go because we got to be in the system, but not of the system. We have to work because we have to eat. And we have to, you know, we have to do the necessary things we need to do so we can survive, you know. And those are the pains of being in captivity and outside of our land, you know, away from our God. Those are the things that we have to condition ourselves to do, you know. And that's all of us. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whatever you are, a dentist, whatever you are on this line, you still, somebody is over you. Somebody's in control of something. Even if you have your own business, somebody holds the ability to stop you from getting a license if you need one. So it's always something there to let us know we're not in charge. You know what I'm saying? And by us not being in charge, we got to come under somebody. And in order to come under somebody, you have to learn how to fit in, you know. And you know, that's just how it is in this captivity. Yeah,
that is. I resonate with everything that you just said.
You gotta eat.
And I really feel like because, you know, we are involved. I mean, though we are above this fantasy world, I mean, we're still in it. And yes, we do have to make a living from it. I definitely think that bringing these into question and, you know, conversating about this, it's going to help us link those two together because we have to bring people that aren't necessarily awake into our way of, you know, living and understanding and, you know, being guided by the Most High. We have to, you know, and not a lot, I mean, they have to choose it, but I mean, you ultimately are that example. You are that light. If we are his chosen people, we have to, you know, act in righteous manners and make the right decisions, even when you don't want to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You have to do that.
That's what it's about.
So we've got to
you gotta be the example.
Definitely talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I agree
Sister
with you
100%. Sister
Olivia? Mother? I think she's got to she gotta push one. I think if she's on here, hold on. Yeah, I think she's here. Hold on. But, yeah,
okay.
So, I mean, you know, you just have to have faith and trust in Yah, and you'll be all right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No matter how hard it gets, you've got everybody to talk to. Everybody on this line will be there to encourage you and help you get through this time, because that's something, the adjustment that you just spoke about is something we have all had to learn how to make.
Mhm. Oh, and
Bull.
I know everybody has a journey. I know.
Boy, you don't know how many people have called me like, I can't take no more. It's like, yes, you can. We got to keep going. We got to take it till we get to the end. You know, they don't listen to me. They don't even pay me no attention. It's like, I don't even matter. And the battle, like, yes, we can. We got to keep going. Because, like I said, the
we have to keep
is over. And that's what I was thinking when I was saying I was young and I wanted that fantasy. I was believing in that American dream, and I'm going to be a doctor, and I'm going to be rich, and I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that. And now that it didn't happen, it's okay.
It
it's
is okay.
Okay, because guess what? I'm going to still be rich. I'm royalty. I'm going to still have all those things. Now, I might not have them here, but I'm going to have them because the Most High said I was going to have them. We're going back to that royal status. And if people that are here have it, then they already have achieved it. That's wonderful. But you're going to still get some more. You know what I'm saying? So we have to let ourselves know that this is not, and I said all that, this is not the end of the story.
Absolutely not. It's inevitable. We are going to have, I mean, everything that he promised to us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's inevitable. He is a true father. He is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I call myself,
just waiting for
by myself. I call myself Princess Yaina. I say, you are Princess Yaina. Don't ever forget that. You're Princess Yaina. You know, and so one time I was on my job and I was telling one of the young ladies of the other nation, I said, I'm royalty. And she gave me one of them looks like you tripping. I said, no, I really am. I'm royalty. I said, I am a royal princess by birth. And she said, really? Then she got serious. She said, from who? I said, if I told you that to you, I ain't going to be able to tell you all that. You have a problem with it, you know.
Yeah,
and that's my little joke between me and me that I don't share. I'm not telling you no more. I already told you too much as it is, you know. But the fact of the matter is, I'm royalty. You're royalty. So you have to pick a Hebrew name. Do you have a Hebrew name?
Oh, I don't. I don't have a Hebrew name. Actually,
oh, well, we have to let your mom can do that together. You and your mom can do that together. That's probably.
Oh, I'm sure she has a few picked out for me. I'm sure she has a few. I'm sure.
Hold on.
But I'm excited for the.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was saying I was excited for the prayer of repentance.
Okay.
Are we doing that?
For the one at 6 o'clock in the morning? What prayer were we talking about? Tell me what
you... Okay, wait. That's not what it was called then. Mother, what's it called?
The day of repentance.
I think she talked about, the conference that you're doing in Washington. I think that's what she talked about.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? My children are coming. My grandchildren are coming. Yes, I'm excited for it, too. I'm excited that we're coming of all ages and groups. And yeah, for us to all go down on our knees and mm-hmm. just ask the Most High to deliver us, because every time that we've done that, in every captivity that we have been in the Bible, every time that I've read that the children of Israel were backed up against, they're backed up against the wall, and they were cornered, even when they was doing wrong, and they knew they was wrong, every time that they bowed their knee as a nation and cried out to the Most High, do you know he sent the deliverer every single time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't read one time where he didn't send somebody. Even when he was mad at us, he sent somebody. So mm-hmm. now we at the end of the curse, and we're getting ready to go down on our knees and ask him, give us and our ancestors and deliver us. What you think gonna happen?
You mean if he turns his face and looks at us?
Yes, ma'am.
And he does that? I don't know.
Yes,
I'm not. I just get very happy inside thinking about it.
Yes, ma'am. Man, oh, man. He can give you the chills just to think about it.
Just to think about that. Yeah.
And guess what? No other nation on the planet, on this entire planet, can do what we're getting ready to do.
I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that. It wasn't given to them, you know, and so many times I've tried to grow potential out of people and invest time and energy out of people trying to bring them up and making their story my story, you know? And you have to let all of that go. You got to let it all go and completely trust him. And in return, he's going to show you who's there for you. He's going to show you the path that you need to walk on, but you have to let go. You have to be, you know, unapologetic, and you got to face forward and pay attention and keep focused and be consistent. And I really believe that things are going to turn around for us. It is going to be the most magnificent feeling of freedom that we have ever felt. I mean, I have never felt free. And though I was born in a time where things and laws and, you know, emotions are put in place and things are about to change and become different, I have never felt free as 22, so I can't even imagine. You know, that's why my heart goes out to y'all, because I can't even imagine this feeling that he's about to bestow upon us. Like, it's a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful time, and we just have to remember that, you know, he's keeping us here, and he's keeping his hand on us. I mean, we are chosen, no matter how they try to put it. My mom says, you know, putting peanut butter, jelly, mayonnaise on it, you cannot distort that image. It is what it is. We are who we are.
We are. She said, I've never felt free. Wow.
Never
at
felt 22 free.
Years old.
Never was allowed to be myself. And, you know, never was allowed and people just to love me for that. And that's how I got scorned, because I've loved every single person, I mean, unconditionally, you know? I mean, I gave everybody the benefit of the doubt. And that scorned me so bad to where I there's no way. I learned, but I'm not going back, you know? There's just times where you just cannot go back. You cannot keep doing that to yourself. You know it's wrong, like you can't. It's a lot. But we're making the changes. We're making the changes right here, right now. So it's all about consistent effort.
Yes, ma'am.
Shalom, shalom.
That's the definition of madness. Shalom, Sister Livia. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
I didn't know I was plugged in. I want to thank you, daughter. I wanted to thank you so much for coming forward and fighting through your anxiety and sharing with everyone your challenges and your blessings. And I thank you for being an awesome daughter and riding this course with me. You know, because I've always wanted to follow after the Most High, and it's always been my calling to do so. And I thank you for being there and being a willful participant and understanding what I was saying through all of this, and, you know, just seeing him for yourself, because that's what I wanted you to always see him for yourself and know how awesome he is.
Hallelujah, Mom. Yes, mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to thank everyone else in sharing and, you know, her coming forward and just, you know, expressing to everyone that we all have challenges, no matter what age or where we are, mm-hmm. that, you know, eventually we're going to get it in our heads that we need it. There's nobody else that can understand, you know, the challenges and things that we've gone through. And, you know, I always tell my daughter all the time in reading the story, you have to see yourself in the story and know it's not somebody else, it's you. You know, and this is a personal relationship that we have to have with the Most High. We can't always keep looking to see what somebody else is doing or what they think. It's you and the Most High that we have to make this journey together. We get ready to go into 9 months. We have to birth this baby, Israel, mm-hmm. as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to encourage everyone to continue coming forward and let's start getting some action in and, you know, joining together and hearing and working through challenges, because it's time. We have to, you know, we have to start somewhere, y'all. Just like she said, we have to start somewhere.
Hallelujah.
I'll pray. All right. Anybody else want to push one? Somebody else has something they want to say? I mean, I think, you know, this is our youth talking, you know, and we all, like I said, we all have some, and it's time to bring them together, you know, because I think that this will blow up a lot faster than we would think, because, you know, we got a lot of kids out there that's committing suicide and doing all kind of stuff, you know, and for no reason, only because they don't know who they are, you know, and they don't see that way out, you know, and it's like we have too much to look forward to, you know. They just have to end up. Exactly. Why not? That's a good slogan. Why not? You know what I'm saying? For real.
Why not?
Take the chance. That's right. You know, so we all have, you know, we have to start talking to them, because the enemy is seducing them with all kinds of things out there, and we have to be able to get our children back and say, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, powerful. I think it's powerful. It's just Yah using you to do something else. You know what I'm saying? Yah is allowing you to step up on the scene, and the door is being opened for him to use you to do something else and to bring some other people along and will help you do the thing that needs to be done, you know, and to get this thing started, because why not? There's nothing else. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you've done all the partying and you've done all the drinking and you've done all the stuff, you know, that's how it was when I was growing up. It just looked like they was having fun. And I looked like I was missing something. And then I got over there and I started doing all that stuff. And it got old, you know what I'm saying? And it got a little tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is this all there is to this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And after a while,
right.
I didn't want to do that no more. You know what I mean? I was like, is this it?
Mm-hmm. You eventually got to look yourself in the mirror. And a lot of people will do everything in their power to not do that. To
mm-hmm.
not do that.
Mm-hmm. They do.
I mean,
they will.
Everything.
Oh.
Mm.
And it
I know,
fun
I
after
know.
A while. It's not even fun. It's not fun no more. It's like, this ain't fun no more. Even with the sex,
mm-hmm.
you can have all the sex in the world. But after a while, you can't sleep with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, you look at that person and be like, do I really even like you? Do I even know
mm-hmm.
you? I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's so those are the things that you, as a young woman, I had to come to terms with. You know, it's like, you know, it's like once I see you for who you really are, I don't even like you. And then I had to ask myself, why are you doing it then? Why are you even doing it? Because everybody else doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You white, some people do everything in their power not to look in the mirror. But it's when y'all takes the time to show you yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay, maybe I need to just take a time out and just stop. It's not a prerequisite. It's not. It's not mandatory. It's not. It's not something that I have to do. I need to take a time out and stop and just find myself, figure out who I am in and who I am in God, because the world ain't happy.
They're
not.
There's nothing out there for us out there.
They're not
right?
happy.
I mean, it's just it's not happy. They're not happy. I mean, and they see you. They see you, and of course, they're gonna try and test you. Of course, I mean, you gotta think of it like, I mean, they're vultures out there. I mean, it is ludicrous, insane.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I mean,
and
that's
the
thing, having to disguise yourself. You know.
Mhm. Mhm. And I was in a rich neighborhood. Guess what? They did more cocaine in their rich neighborhood than they did in the hood. They just did behind those big houses. They did more wife swapping and husband swapping and all kind of swapping that you can even begin to imagine. They just hid their behavior behind the houses. But it's a lot of women, and I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of women that have very expensive houses, cars, jewelry, purses, husbands as executives, and they are miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they are miserable. They're not happy. I've seen them for myself, and I'm like, wow. You know what they do? They drink the pain away. And if they can't drink the pain away, then they popping pills so they don't have to face that reality. You're like, so they don't have to look in the mirror. They're not happy. And this, what this does is letting you know you royalty, that gives us hope. We don't have to do those things. We don't have to drown ourselves like that. We don't have to do what the world does. Because they're not happy.
Right. Right. They are not happy.
They get to talking. They got more problems than you. You be like, man.
And I used to think like,
go ahead.
I felt like things came easy, people of the other nations. I felt like, you know, even though they did this and, you know, who slept with who or what happened over here and things of the world, they still had it better than I did because of what was, you know, determined by face value. You know, you still have this and that, and people are still giving you kudos to act this way. But none of that was real. None of it was real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most insane thing.
They facing the same thing we facing,
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's insane when you open your eyes and you see now. I mean, it is insane. Jaw-dropping. And when he turns his face to us, I mean, I can't even imagine the emotions that's going to run over each and every one of us. We are going to be, I mean, oh, my gosh, that feeling. It's a beautiful feeling in it, you know. I'm going to run towards that feeling every single day because we're almost there. We really are.
We're almost there.
We are.
You know, and the enemy makes you think it's really so much. And they chasing after it, and they get us. Some of them get the stuff. They get all the stuff. Still looking at it, they still not happy. And that's why only what you do for Yah will last. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's where your true happiness comes from, is whatever you do it for the Most High. And you do it to the best. Do you mess up sometimes? Do we mess up sometimes? Yes, we do. Do we make mistakes sometimes? Yes, we do. He leaves room for mistakes. And you repent, and you ask him for some grace, so you when you do it over again, you'll get it right the next time. But that's the hope that we have. Because those people don't have no hope. They don't. They don't. They don't have it. It's just not. They don't. And they drown their sorrows in drugs, or they drown their sorrows in alcohol, or they drown their sorrows in sexual illicit behaviors. And they do all of those things thinking that that's going to change anything. And it never does. That's the same thing Satan uses all the time for everybody. And that's all he, and that's all he brings.
Absolutely. You know, and I know that we're not all perfect. I mean, none of us are perfect, but we know what's right. We know what we need to do for him. I mean, if you listen, you meditate, you know he gives you the answers that you want once you understand the question fully. And it's like we just really gotta, you know, continue to look ourselves in the face every single day and, you know, make sure that we are who we say that we are, and we are his, and we are warriors, we're survivors, we are here. And we matter. We matter.
Yes,
and every
you do.
One of us matters, every person out there, every kid, every child, everybody matters. You know, but if they make the choice to not hold themselves accountable, and, you know, that's their story. But it's not ours.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
got to separate. I think that you're going to be just fine. I think you're going to be just fine. You're very, very intelligent lady. I think you're going to be just fine. You got to grow a little bit, and growing is in the knowledge of who Yah is. And, you know, that comes from studying the Word. You got to understand who we are as a people, and that comes from studying the Word and understanding our plight, what we did and how we got here, and the things that and our deliverance. Those things come from studying the Word and having all of that. But I think you're going to be just fine. It's going to hurt sometimes, you know, and sometimes you need a pep talk. That's why we talk all the time, because we need that. Help us to, you know, to get through the next day. You know, I had a lady call me last night. It was out of the blue. And I rolled over and she said, Yaina, I just want to tell you to hold on. You've always been consistent. Just hang in there. And those words, just those words, I told that lady I needed that. You know, it wasn't a long conversation. It was a short conversation. But the words that were spoken, you know, I needed that. I needed to hear that. And that's what this is about, just being able to talk and to encourage one another and build each other up.
It's needed. You're so right.
It is. Because can't nobody be you but you. And everybody in the world want to be, everybody trying to be Israelite now. People that didn't even know how to spell Israelite is Israelite from all walks of life, from all the nations. They want to be the Israelite, but we are the Israelite. We have identified as the Israelite, you know, and we have to get through this struggle, and we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. And one day we're going to be in the presence of our Elohim, And we're going to be able to talk to him and share some things with him, and we're going to get through it.
We will. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to get through it. We're going to have a whole bunch of young people.
We have to get so many people on board. We have to. I mean, because they want to come. They want to know. Yes, they want. They want to understand.
They come. Mhm. They come. You know, we got a young lady your age. I think she's in her 20s from the church. I don't know if she's on here tonight, but she's usually here. You know, and she needs that. Is the most high? They coming. All they need to know is to hear somebody their own age, and they coming.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. I'm excited.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I'm excited too. I am excited. I just want to see y'all do his thing. We getting ready to praise him, and he's going to show up. I just know he's going to show up. We need him to show up.
I feel it.
The power of the love of y'all. It surpasses all understanding. You know what? I was like, man, I can't believe you put us in this position. I thought you loved us. He said, I did. I kept you alive. I loved you. You may not like me yet. It's like, you know how your mama picks you something and you don't like it, but you got to eat it because that's all there is to eat. That's how this is. This is all we got.
Yeah.
We may not like it,
mm-hmm.
but this is all we got right now to sustain us, and we got to deal with it.
All right.
No.
So, I went to the book.
I was just going to say, when I was young, I hated Brussels sprouts. I hate them. I still don't like them today. And she used to fix them, and she knew I hated them. Well, I couldn't have no choice. I had to eat it. But I used to cut them up and put them in a napkin and flush them down the toilet. I wasn't going to eat them. But I wasn't eating them.
My.
I was like, I'm not eating these things. It's nasty. But anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, it's definitely about shifting your mindset because I definitely understand it. It is so hard to kind of just like let your mindset sink into the fact that, you know, not everything that tastes good to you is good for you, you know? And I did go to the bookstore a couple days ago, and I do want to start reading, you know? And a lot of it is about, you know, self-meditation and just trying to get my mindset to shift into the Word and asking for His understanding and His strength to be able to read the way that, you know, I need to read to be able to let it soak into myself, let it marinate a little bit. And so there is this Bible verse that I read. It's from, let's see, hold on. I got to find it. Okay. I don't know why I can't find it right now. Okay.
You know we have a YouTube channel, right?
Yes, I do. I need a definitely.
And we got a lot of clips on there. So if you want to go there through there and go through some of those, it's just Yehuda Project, not the Yehuda Project, Yehuda Project. And we have a lot of clips on there that do a lot of teaching about the chariots, about the angels, about the kingdom. We have all kinds of stuff. So that may help you as well.
Right. I definitely need the help. I do. Let's see. Okay, so there is a scripture on Isaiah 43, verse 43, I need to actually turn on the light. I cannot see it on my glasses.
Isaiah chapter 43?
Yes, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 through 7, and Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, or chapter 1 through 4. Okay, so it says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you are in the face of danger, I will be there to watch over you and protect you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Your Savior. I give Egypt your for your ransom. You are precious
mm-hmm.
and honored in my sight. And because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first time kind of, you know, just
mm-hmm. That's a good scripture.
Choosing, it is such a good scripture. It's a good one. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote down a couple observations that I resonated with that scripture. And
mm-hmm.
one of them was, you know, there's nothing to fear when God loves you. In that,
mm-hmm.
there's everything to gain. You're more precious
mm-hmm.
than gold when you choose him by name, and he will protect his beloved. And we are his. He chose us by name. And he just wants
mm-hmm.
us to choose him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely like an application, a conclusion upon that would be that God knows our worth even when we forget. And he loves us
mm-hmm.
even when we don't love ourselves. But that's all that should
yeah.
matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
He traded
that's
Egypt
a...
for us. For,
yes, he did.
Like, he traded Egypt.
Ethiopia and Seba.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know what? I recite that all the time. He said, verse 4, he said, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. That's how important you are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And see, the world wants you to believe, oh, he loves everybody the same. We're all one big happy family. And he's about love. And he's going to come and get us. He has no respect of person. We are loved all the same. No, no, no. He has the people that he has chosen for himself. And we are those people.
Absolutely.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes, it is powerful. And I just wanted to say thank you for everybody's time. And I really appreciate y'all giving me the strength to be able to come on here. And the Most High just being with me through every single step I took to just try to, you know, be able to talk to you about how I have been experiencing the trials and tribulations in my life. And I'm just grateful to be able to have a support system to be able to express that. And I thank each and every one of y'all for being consistent and staying with it, because y'all have inspired me and y'all inspire me every single day. And I've known about this organization for so long. I've known about doing the Yehuda Project, and I've known about Hebrew Israelites for such a long time. That feels good to finally know that it's okay to be who he wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. This is what we do it for. And we
mm-hmm.
want you to come all the time to be here. We're going to hook up with you so we can get that call going and to get the children coming on, and you guys, the millennials coming on, so we can, you know, have that a part of who we are, because just like you took the initiative to read that scripture, you're a leader. You know, you can always tell leaders, you know, their leaders are born, they're not made. So it's already there for you to do those things, and I just think that's powerful. It's just powerful. It really is. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to push one while we're on here? We got a few more minutes. We can. Anybody want to say something in reflecting as the young lady spoke, or anything you want to have to say? Sister Lavia, you have anything else to say? Or anybody else, please feel free to push one. Okay. Well, guess what? We know when it's over, it's over. We don't. When the Most High is done doing what he's doing, he's done doing what he's doing. I think this has been a very beautiful class, a beautiful call. We got a chance to hear from the millennials speaking today, and that young lady is a very beautiful young woman, and I'm glad that she has she feels comfortable enough to talk to us about the things that are going on in her life. And we're going to encourage our children and our grandchildren to come on the call so we can get our children back. And I think that that's going to be a beautiful thing for us to be in that position at this point. And on that note, if there's nothing else, I say shalom, shalom to everybody, and we will see you on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good night.